Well, boys and girls, it's good to see you in this morning, and I want to just leave a little word with you in the book of Zechariah and in chapter 13 and the verse 6. We read these words: "One shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." Now here is someone who has been asked a question about his scarred and deformed hands. They're quite visible. They draw attention because hands are in front of us. Hands are before people's eyes, and they're the first thing that people see after your face. If they're scarred and deformed, people notice it. And these deformed hands are noticed. And the question is asked, what are these wounds? How did you get those scars? And the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom we may apply this verse, the Lord Jesus Christ, after his resurrection from the dead, he kept his scarred hands. You remember how he died on the cross? He was crucified, and so his hands were wounded by nails. And after he rose, he still had the scars, and he showed the scars to his people so that they would know it was himself. And do you know, boys and girls, what the Bible says about those wounds? He was wounded for our transgressions. He received them from us. He got them in the house of his friends, for he was there for them, and he was wounded for them. He was wounded for our sins, and he died, and he was scarred, particularly in his hands, because he carried our sins. That was how he saved us, boys and girls. And I remember reading of a little girl who loved her mommy very, very much. She adored her mommy, as all boys and girls do, adore their mom. But there was one thing about her mommy that she didn't like. It was her hands. Her mommy's hands were ugly. The skin was all dried up and twisted and scarred. And it really stood out. And this little girl, she really felt it. And whenever visitors came, particularly, or strangers, and mommy served the tea, this little girl was always embarrassed because she knew everybody saw her mommy's ugly hands. But whenever she became older, she learned the story of how they became scarred, and why it was that her mommy's hands turned ugly. The little girl's clothes caught fire when she was very small. She could not remember that event. She was so small at the time. That could easily happen in those days because fires were open and sparks would fly out and coals would shoot out, and the clothes weren't specially made to be fireproof in those times. And so if you didn't react very quickly, a spark hit your dress or something, and you didn't react very quickly, it would soon be ignited and go up in flames. And this happened to this little girl. Her clothes ignited, and before her mommy noticed it, they had caught fire and the flames were going up. And her mommy reacted as quickly as she could, without hesitation, as soon as she realized. And she put her hands into the flaming clothes and she tried to take them off as quick as she could. And she managed. But they got all entangled in her hands in the process. And her hands were burned and her skin was melted. They were wounded. in her saving of her daughter. And ever after that, that little girl loved her mummy's hands. Whenever she saw the truth of the reality behind it all, she could say, "Mommy was wounded for me." And ever after, she would no longer be ashamed of her mummy's hands, because now she knew the story. And as well as that, she knew that everybody else who came in and saw the hands, she knew that they knew the story too. And so they wouldn't think bad of mommy because she had ugly hands. They would understand why. And they would only admire that woman all the more. And the hands of Jesus that retain the wounds only cause us to admire him all the more. And that's why he keeps them in heaven, you know. So that when his people see them, the wounds of Jesus in his hands, they will sing in glory unto him that loved us and was wounded for our sins. The wounds of Jesus. And you trust in his wounds, and you love him for his wounds. Let us pray. Lord, we again bless and praise thee for boys and girls in the church. We ask that every one of them may be under thy watchful eye and thine everlasting wing, and each of them may be taught of God the Holy Spirit, instructed of heaven, and brought to faith in the Lord Jesus, that they all may come to know him and to follow him. For his name's sake, we humbly pray. Amen.